The great Sal Palantonio, covering the NFL for ESPN on the Comcast Business Hotline. He's also brought to us by Univest Bank and Trust Co. Wherever you are in business or whatever you need to succeed, choose Univest. Banking, insurance, investments, financial solutions for your business. How you doing, Sal?
I'm good. I'm cleared for all football activities. I'm ready to go.
You ready to go? I don't want to ask you. I don't want you to yell at me, so I'm not going to ask you about Wentz and Foles.
No yelling.
You yelled at me last week.
I'm not a fan of the... I'm like Elaine. I'm not a fan of the yelling.
All right. So, first of all, tell me about your book signing, because you got one in Bloomingdale's. What?
Mike, you know you made it if your name is Sal Palantonio, if you have a book signing in Bloomingdale. How do you think Vito and Marie would feel about that right
you
now?
You mean Vito and Marie weren't getting Sal Pal's school clothes at Bloomie's back in the day?
I was JCPenney all the way, baby. I'm going to have a book signing in Bloomingdale the night before the season opener, September 5th, up in King of Prussia.
Oh.
But, Mike, that's like the ninth book signing. I mean, I got to tell you, I am humbled, honestly, totally blown away by the success of this book, the support it is getting from people. I went into Wegmans today in Morristown. Wegmans, it's right next to the guacamole display, end cap, in Wegmans in Morristown. Drop the guac and pick up Philly special.
That's fantastic. That's great news. If you make enough money in this book, you'd be like J.D. Salinger. You can retire in a cave. You know?
Go up to New Hampshire.
Sure. It was New Hampshire.
Was he in New Hampshire or was he Vermont?
I think it was New Hampshire. He was first. Yeah. He was further away than Vermont.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm close to Vermont. I like the rolling hills, the green forest. So
all right. I got you. All right. Let's. wait. So our girl Rebecca took care of you, Bloomingdale.
You know, Queens and Long Island. You want to get to the rolling hills in the forest at some point in your life, right?
Oh, there's no question. I'm going rolling hills. I'm going Tuscany. That's where I'm going.
No, you know, there's no places available in Tuscany.
I know. I have to find one. Decent one. All right. Now, Sal, let's talk about what we're looking for here. Thursday, Foles is going to play two quarters. I don't get the need for that, but maybe you can explain why.
You know, listen, I've been listening to your show all day, and I'm listening and reading people and the comments all over the place. You know, the NFL is like a good, you know, Italian sausage, right? You know, you love it, but you don't want to see it made. Right, so this is what happens in the preseason. We don't like to watch the making of a team, you know, because teams are not game planning. The ones are playing against the twos are playing against the threes. You really can't do much in the way of judgment. You can evaluate here and there. Like, for instance, Big V, left tackle. He was really bad against the Patriots. I mean, you know, mutually exclusive of what was going on the football field. He was bad in that game, and he recognizes it, and the coaching staff does it. And he didn't help himself by some of the things he said after the game. He heard what he said, right?
Yeah.
Not good. Nicky Touchdown, St. Nick, you know, mutually exclusive of what was happening around him. You can't throw the ball high. You can't throw it behind people. You got to be accurate with the football and on time. You got to look like you know what you're doing. You're the Super Bowl MVP. He'll come out of it just like he came out of it last year. You know, they're not really running much of the run-pass option at all. They don't want to put it on film in the preseason, so there's that. I think Nicky is going to be fine if the shoulder is fine. I do.
Well, I agree, and I want to protect him. You know, I don't know, like, they're trying to get him sharp in two quarters. I mean, he's a veteran player. I'm not worried about how he plays in preseason.
I don't want him to get banged up. The light switch went on in the second half against the Atlanta Falcons. Up to that point, we thought it was doomsday. Up to that, we thought it was doomsday. Right?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, there's no question about that. All right, so here's the other question I have. They're going to unwrap a lot of guys in game one. And I wonder how you feel about the continuity of that. All these guys, you know, like.
All right, let's go through the list. What do you got?
All right, well, Brandon Graham, first of all, he's not going to play in a preseason. Right, they're going to unwrap him. Sproles, they're going to unwrap him.
Brandon Graham, that's a tough one. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you go from being on ice for months coming off surgery and then turn the motor on, flip the switch. If he's going to play in game one, he's going to be in a very limited rotation, and I don't know how effective he's going to be. Who else you got?
Aguilar.
Aguilar will be fine. I mean, he looks to be in great shape. I saw him in the locker room the other day. He looks like he's going to be okay. I would say Aguilar is good.
Okay, Jeffrey.
I don't think Jeffrey's going to be ready, Michael. I really don't. I think Alshon Jeffrey, it'll be a stretch for him to be ready week one. Even if they say, you know, we're going to pick him off pup and, you know, blah, 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 blah. I don't see it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to throw him right back in there. I don't see him being a major contributor for a couple weeks.
How about Darren Sproles?
Sproles will be fine. He looks great. He's in great shape. Darren Sproles will be a major contributor right away.
All right. So without playing in preseason.
Now, Jason Peters. Hello, Jason Peters.
Jason Peters, another one. Jason Peters. Yeah, Jason Peters.
Jason Peters, 100%, no problem. Going to be good to go. I think he's going to be, you know, there'll be some rust. He's old. He's one of the, if not the oldest starting offensive lineman in the NFL. But Jason Peters knows what he's doing. And he looks like he's in tremendous shape, Mike. He really does. The strength and conditioning coaches are raving about Jason Peters' conditioning right now.
All right, let's go to the defensive side of the ball. And, I don't hear a lot about Jernigan. Is he not going to be, what's the story?
I don't either. We don't hear a lot about Jernigan. And I'm going to say he's not going to be much of a factor for the foreseeable future. We'll have to see if that changes. But again, it's, you know, you have to really be in condition to play defensive line in a major rotational way, because you got bodies leaning on you, guys hitting you in the ear hole from Nowheresville. You got to have your motor on to get to the quarterback. It might, you know, at some point in the game be successful, but play after play, it sometimes gets very tough and you have to be in tremendous shape. So I don't know about Jernigan. We haven't heard much about him.
All right, so the two guys that, what are they saying about Nada? Are they okay with him? He hasn't really flashed for me. Barnett really hasn't done anything yet for me.
Barnett will be fine. I'm looking at a couple of guys. I think Josh Sweat is an interesting character on this defensive line, the rookie out of Florida State. I want to see what he's going to do. He's looked pretty good in drills. Nada hasn't really flashed much at all, but, you know, we don't really need a whole lot from him, and I think he'll be good. He's a guy who, you know, you can depend on for sure. We'll see about Nada, but I'm pretty optimistic about him. But the key guys, you haven't mentioned one guy that I think is key, and that's Mike Wallace.
Yeah, okay.
Because if you don't have Jeffrey, and Aguilar's coming back from an injury, Wallace needs to show up.
Yeah, he's got to be a guy.
Yeah, Wallace needs to be the guy who stretches the defense, occupies safeties down the field. And I think I said this to you at least 3 weeks in a row. When the ball comes to him, he needs to catch it.
So we're looking at him on Thursday.
I'm looking at him on Thursday. Okay. The three guys that I'm focused in on Thursday on offense are Big V, Wallace, and Foles. And defensively, I need to see a lot more from Sidney Jones. I really do. I mean, Sidney Jones got burned badly last week against the Pats for a touchdown, and I'm just not that impressed with him.
All right, we'll follow that on Thursday. Before I let you go, I want to discuss a little baseball with you, because the Washington Nationals are unloading people now.
Apparently,
the Dodgers made a claim on Bryce Harper, so they pulled him back, but they let Murphy go to the Chicago Cubs. Would you have taken a shot with Danny Murphy? You're the Phils with the lineup that doesn't hit as consistently as it has?
Absolutely. Left-handed power. Daniel Murphy. They had a chance to get him when he signed with the Nationals, right? And they didn't pony up money-wise, correct? Am I correct about that?
Yeah, well, they had Hernandez, so they weren't thinking of Murphy at the time. But, right now, maybe you could have used another bat.
Yeah, I don't understand why he keeps Santana in the lineup.
$20 million worth, that's why.
I guess that's the only reason, right? He's got a lot of errors at first base.
He's usually an okay first baseman, but
he's got a lot of errors this year. I think he's very high on the list of first baseman with errors. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, what's he hitting?
215. Yeah.
I mean, you know, they don't have the consistent left-handed bat in the middle of the order. So the answer to your question is absolute yes on Daniel Murphy, for sure.
All right. So Sal Powell, book signing.
Listen, I'm going to be at the Fan Fest. No. I'm going to be Fan Fest with you.
Oh, of course you'll be there.
I'm going to do a book signing at Fan Fest sponsored by Philly Pretzel Factory.
Oh, that's fantastic. That sounds good. And plus, you're going to be talking to the people in the usual room, right?
Yep. And then next Wednesday, we kick it off Barnes & Noble in Morristown. I was wondering, I'm inviting myself to see if I get an invite back. I'd like to come into the studio next Tuesday if I could.
Sure. Absolutely. My studio is your studio.
Well, we go through this, you know, we'll go through the schedule. We'll do our annual picks.
Sounds good. I like it.
Will we do that?
Yes. And we can get somebody in here to make sausage. Yeah, we'll watch you make sausage with the real casing.
Sausage.
All right. All right, Sal, we'll talk to you. There he is, Sal Powell. Univest Bank and Trust Co. is brought to us by whatever you are in business, whatever you need to succeed. Choose Univest Banking, Insurance, Investments, Financial Solutions for your business. It's like making sausage. You like to eat it, but you don't like to watch them make it.